I just want to take in as much as possible in as shortest amount of time as possible. It's so fun. You know, I'm just ecstatic every time we get a new project or a new opportunity to validate one of our business plans. I'm psyched.
My name is Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
This episode is powered by the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program.
My name is Milena Milic, and for the past 2 years, I've been working for a Swiss Entrepreneurship Program. So this is a Swiss project that helps empower communities in Western Balkans and also Peru and Vietnam, helping entrepreneurs and organizations that work with entrepreneurs be better.
Thank you so much for powering the Women in Tech podcast. Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast here in Belgrade, Serbia, empowering women in tech around the world. So stoked to be here. Okay, so there's one organization here in Belgrade that seems to be a sort of heartbeat of all the innovation going on, attracting all the startups. It's ICT Hub. I've been there a bunch. ICT Hub is actually close to my apartment. It's where I've been staying. Yeah. Very convenient. Thank you for existing there.
You're very welcome.
And so I have, how do you say, Yelena? You don't say Jelena, you say Yelena.
No, Yelena.
Yelena.
I mean, it would be, I don't know, in English, if you put maybe you'd say Jelena. At the beginning.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
So that would be like Yelena. The right pronunciation.
So I have Yelena here. Go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Okay, so as you mentioned, my name is Yelena. I work as a senior program coordinator at ICT Hub, which is a center for supporting technological entrepreneurship. We also do function with a small venture fund. That is the first private investment fund here in Belgrade and in Serbia. So my background is crazy, and it's really diverse because my educational background is actually art history. So I'm an art historian. Then my master thesis was related to human resources and information and technological sciences. Then I switched to digital marketing, and here I am for the past 6 months. I've been working at ICT Hub, first as a marketing and operations associate, then advancing to program coordinator, and now as we have like positions based on seniority, I'm the senior program coordinator, working closely with our program manager, Sandra Nešić, and with a few other colleagues on very, very important and very, very fun projects.
And it's interesting, you have such a diverse background. I always think it's great when you have tech and art and detail. It's usually you just have one of those. It's very binary. So that you have so many, it's very unique.
Well,
a program coordinator is no joke.
It is not, as I see now, for the past month or two. So, you know, I think that I owe this situation that I'm in right now to the situation in the country, I must say, because, you know, as an art historian who really, I really love these topics and I really love the expertise, it just wasn't possible to find a job or to, you know, like make ends meet only with that. So, you know, it's like a hobby of mine now or an area of interest that I'm really passionate about. But when it comes to really, you know, like paying your bills and living from day to day, you have to find something that is agreeable with what you know, with what you can do best. So for me to, you know, I have had the opportunity to work first in digital marketing and now in
coordinating such diverse programs, it just, you know, like it fulfills me on a daily basis.
How long have you been with the ICT Hub?
Since March.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, it's new. Been a bit more than 6 months. Yeah, I mean, we had like an amazing recruitment process. One of our portfolio startups, actually, they gave their platform. It's called One Assessment, and we all went through it. Like, you know, amazing questions, like stories, and they really involved me over a period of time, because I think that my recruitment lasted for like 2 weeks or something like that.
Wait, so you were one of the startups before you got hired by them formally?
No. One Assessment is one of the startups that were actually functioning under ICT Hub Venture.
Right.
And they provided their platform for ICT Hub to use for their recruitment.
Oh, interesting.
So a lot of us, yeah, our team grew, you know, like
twice. I love that.
Yeah. Our team grew twice its size in the last, like, a year. So last year, if you were here, you would just, like, meet Sandra, Jana, Dusan, and Costa. They were, like, six or seven in total. Now we are closing to 20 people.
Crazy.
So, yeah, it was crazy scaling. But, you know, it is fun because we were able to actually cover so many topics. You know, we started as a center for technological entrepreneurship, and we had like our co-working space at the Science and Technology Park. Not sure if you
gave a talk there.
Okay, so that was our first station, to say that way. So last year we transferred to this favorite location of yours.
I think it's better because you're in the city center. Yeah,
exactly. I mean, for the co-working and for organizing meetups and events, it's the best. But it also, you know, like we opened so many doors in the meantime, you know, like working with corporate clients, establishing relationship with so many startups that are doing amazing things here in Serbia and abroad. And also just, you know, trying to build the ecosystem with all the other stakeholders. It's been a real thrill and a real pleasure, and we're not stopping. So we'll see what's next.
I think ICT Hub is so interesting because you're not just co-working and you're not just an incubator. Are you an incubator or an accelerator, or both?
We could say both, but it's not what we stand for specifically. So, for example, we are now going through our internal transformation, where we are trying to, you know, just like escape from those divisions by departments and sectors, and we are really trying to build a core team that will be able to dedicate themselves to certain projects. So, you know, to have like a process leads and to have processes that we can that can guide us to better fulfillment of our goals. So, for example, now we are in that process where we're trying to figure out which of our clients needs what. So, is it ideation? Is it validation? Is it, you know, like working with few corporates to build an incubator? Is it, you know, like trying to make a corporate accelerator? So we are keeping our options open.
Yeah.
So we could just see, you know, what would be the perfect business market fit, and you know, we just have to wait and check out what our clients really need, because you know the biggest problem here in Serbia with innovation, with digital transformation, is that people, executives, you know, whether it's SMEs or large corporations, they actually do not always know what they need and what they have and what they can accomplish.
When you say clients, I was going to ask, how does ICT make money? Like, who funds ICT? Because ICT is the funder for others, so who funds ICT to exist?
Well, actually, we started as a USAID project. So it was a couple of years ago when we were still at Zvezdara. So, you know, like starting as a project, it was a few individuals who decided to, you know, like, gather some money and really invest in that idea of building an innovation stakeholder, and you know, like in building someone who's gonna empower innovation in businesses, whether they be traditional or innovative. So, you know, starting with that background, that is how, for example, our investment fund developed as well. So it will a couple of as my colleague likes to say, like syndicate of angels. So, you know, it was, again, a couple of people who gave their own money to, you know, like build up to build up the fund that will actually give investments to the startups in the early phase of their development. So, for example, right now we do have like a profit streamline from the co-working space, from organizing events, because we do commercially offer our spaces, our meetups, create, brainstorm. You know, you've seen the ICT Hub,
right?
So you know all the places. But also, yeah, we do work with corporate clients, and with them we have certain agreements. You know, we provide this and that. In exchange, of course, for money. Nobody works for people.
Yeah.
So that is how we fund our more passionate projects.
So when did you initially fall in love with technology?
I've always been a fan. You know, I'm not a typical girly girl. So even from the young age, you know, after playing soccer in front of my building, et cetera, et cetera, I moved on to PC games, to Sony PlayStation, Sega, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So, you know, coming from that background and just, you know, learning to use computers and learning to use the benefits of the IT industry,
right,
industry in general is amazing if you have, you know, like someone who's been taught that from the early years. You know, we have like classes in elementary school, we have classes in high school. I took like special courses at the faculty. So, you know, it's always been, I wish I was better in maths or something like that so that I could be a programmer one day.
Right.
It's beyond my reach totally. But, you know, I do what I can manage. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't think that I would exist today, or that I would be able to function properly if there wasn't for all these gadgets and everything that internet offers.
Is this your first podcast?
Yeah, it is. I don't know. I mean, you can't see it, but there's a tremble in my voice that's gonna be apparent.
I don't know. I don't hear a tremble in your voice at all. Do you listen to podcasts?
I do.
What's your favorite one?
Well, it's not actually related to tech.
That's okay. No, it doesn't have to be related to tech. That's 100% okay.
No, actually,
my favorite one is Sex, Death, and Money. Not related to tech.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't heard of that one. I'm more a follower of the people I know. So a couple of my friends actually have podcasts. It's related to like music industry, some filmmaking, etc. That is done in Belgrade and in Serbia in general. So I listen to them because I want to support them. So that is like my, I don't know, podcast excursion from time to time.
What would you say is one huge obstacle that you've successfully overcome, and how did you overcome it?
In general, or at ICT Hub, or at work? Or
in life, at work, yeah.
Oh my God, there've been so many of them.
I think maybe it's like in pursuit of being a tech professional.
In pursuit of being a tech professional. Well, I mean, I can definitely relate to this topic through this ICT Hub experience, because, you know, when I came, I didn't know much about, you know, like business model plans or the way you should realize your idea, the concepts and the terms and everything around,
right,
it was really new to me. Because, you know, once you're in digital marketing, okay, you know everything that's related to Facebook, Instagram, email campaigns, et cetera, et cetera. But you do not really know how serious it can become,
right,
if you're building a startup. So I think that the greatest obstacle for me was being able to run a program in my first month of being at ICT Hub. So we had like a B2B startup sales program.
Yeah.
That Sandra, she was my mentor when I came, and she just said, okay, so you're running this project. Here's a fact sheet.
Yeah.
And yeah, just, you know, like meet our lead mentor and that's it. So, you know, like being able to communicate with all the people who applied, seeing how the program is structured, building a promotional campaign for it, it was all very new and very strange for me. So, you know, once I got that out of the way, I was like, okay, so what's next?
Yeah.
Just bring it. You know, I felt empowered and I felt encouraged. Not sure if it was because, you know, it was all of a sudden, and then, you know, that initial fear you have, you just have to overcome it really quickly so you can show that you're really worthy the position that you got. Or that maybe it was just a moment for me to, you know, like swim in these other waters.
I think it's great that you leapt. I think the hardest part is to take that chance when you're not certain how to, you know, swim around the opportunity that you just went for. It is fantastic.
Exactly. I mean, you know, you have now I have like, I don't know, 10 gigabytes of, I don't know how many books and articles and papers, because, you know, I just want to take in as much as possible in as shortest amount of time as possible. So I'm probably heading for a burnout in like a month or two, but it's so fun. And it's so, you know, I'm just ecstatic every time we get a new project or a new opportunity to validate one of our business plans. I'm psyched. And so I'm looking forward to seeing what's next.
And if you could share anything about Belgrade, Serbia with everybody listening, what's one thing you'd want them to know?
That, you know, once you come here, you don't want to leave. I think that just the atmosphere here and the people and, I don't know, the presence of hospitality in the air is amazing. I mean, I know that because I brought a bunch of my friends to Belgrade and I traveled them with them across Serbia. So I think that's the sentiment that that I left them with. So they were all really amazed. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to say like, you know, nightlife or food or drinks. It's not about that.
Yeah.
I mean, you can find good food anywhere in the world, I guess. But, you know, to have all that together with, you know, like people who are so welcoming and smiley, who can, you know, like who want to help and who want to direct you, you know.
Yeah.
Not direct you, give directions.
No, yeah. It's like a small town vibe in a big city.
Yeah. And I think, I don't know, I've traveled quite a lot. I mean, across Europe, I haven't switched continents or anything. But I think that whenever I go to another city or another country, the last day of my travel is always like, okay, when I'm going to get back to Belgrade. So it's always...
That's nice.
Yeah, I get very...
It's
I get very nostalgic. And I think that there are maybe one or two places in the whole Europe that I could actually live the way I do.
What's another one?
Vienna.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoy Vienna and Prague.
Yeah.
Everything else for me is... like, okay, been there, done that. So
that's cool. Where can people find you and find out more about ICT?
Well, we have our revamped website, so at icthub.rs. We post all the meetups, all the events info there, along with, you know, the possibility for people to join our newsletter list. We are all over the social media. We have a Twitter account, Google Plus account, Facebook, Instagram, of course. Also the Flickr list of albums, so you can actually
see
you can see the space. Maybe you can spot me in the crowd. I'm not sure if I'm on any of those photos. But yeah, we're really enjoying in building that sense of community and just, you know, like gathering people who are not just, you know, they're not just workaholics in some term, and they are not just, you know, like great to hang out, but they are an altogether great persons. You know, you can actually like meet someone the one day and then the other day ask them for a favor, and they will say, yes, what do you need me to help you? I'll do it. Just give me like 5 minutes to drink my coffee and we are off. So that's...
And where can people find you?
On social media. Well,
social media or email or LinkedIn, whatever you're comfortable with.
Okay, so I have a LinkedIn profile. So it's, again, using the Serbian letters. But if you look at ICT Hub, you'll be able to find the one Jelena that has a strange surname. You'll recognize the little crosses across the letters and everything. And my email is jelena.sarnovic@icthub.rs. So spelling perfect again, I must admit. other than that, I'm actually underground, pretty underground.
Getting it done.
Yeah. I mean, I've used Facebook when it was not popular. So it was like in 2007
right.
or 8. And then when I grew tired of it, I canceled.
What is your favorite app or website or tech tool, hardware?
I'm a huge Slack fan, so I have to say that out in the open. So Slack, whenever, whatever, I use it, you know, like in private for my friends. We use like the free accounts, and I've used it in every job I had in the last 5 years. So that's amazing. Strangely, I do not use WhatsApp, although people tell me it's much better than Viber. I use Viber because my mom and dad are on Viber.
Oh, so wow. I didn't even use Viber until I came here. I mean, I only use it with one person, but still.
Yeah, I'm using it with my mom and dad and with a couple of my friends. Then for websites, I mean, I don't know. There's a bunch of them. I just don't have time, you know, to browse through all my favorites. But you know, right now I'm mostly at innovators.com because I'm trying
innovators.com. Yeah, I love that
because it uses like the number 8. I don't know if you know. So
no, I didn't know.
Innovators.
Oh, so, nice. Yeah,
they make a pun out of it.
How very tech sexy of them.
Yeah. So I was just, you know, like looking through some blogs and also Forbes.com for looking what Stan Taiwiki had to
say.
Like,
stay inspired. I mean, that's what we got
to
do.
I mean, we're preparing some major projects, so I have to stay up to date. There's the Innovation Management Academy that we're starting next week. It's going to be the first one that's actually organized and implemented in Serbia again through ICT Hub. So we are all very psyched, and of course, tomorrow is the first corporate innovation conference that is being held in Belgrade, in Serbia. Again, ICT Hub is, you know, like pulling all the cords.
Yeah.
So, you know, we all had to really give our best to make these things work. And we're hoping that the community will be able to appreciate it and that we can, you know, like continue doing a good job.
Totally. Thanks for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm hoping I'm not the worst podcast guest ever.
No, not at all. It's so funny how many of you always are so concerned. No, it was great. And I really appreciate
it. Nobody cares if she is the best. Like, if I'm the worst, that's for concern.
I just appreciate ICT Hub opening your doors so that I can meet so many of the startups here and tech companies. And I actually am seeing the office of Shoot Set tomorrow.
I heard from Milos
that they blew you away.
I'm so glad because those guys are really doing a great job. You know, they're being a bit of, you know, like, they have this nerdy approach.
Yeah.
And that is amazing because that is going to, you know, like get things
they're
done.
Metric focused. Yeah.
Very.
I love it.
Their idea is great.
So cool.
They're so cool.
They're so cool. Yeah. If you're a photographer looking to connect with models on a budget, shootset.com is the place to go. It's a Serbian startup here. They're targeting LA and I'm just really excited to be a part of their journey. So
yeah. And if you want to meet them in person, come to Belgrade.
Right? That's how I met them at ICT Hub. Amazing. Thank you so much, Yelena. I really appreciated this. If you want to connect with more incredible women in tech around the world, remember to go to Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. Womenintechvip.com takes you straight there. And say hello on social at Women in Tech Show on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye. Hi, this is Jelena. I work as a senior program coordinator at ICT Hub here in Belgrade, Serbia. ICT Hub is a center for technological entrepreneurship, and we work our butts off to support startups, to provide mentorship for them, to really build the innovation ecosystem by empowering innovation. And you're listening to Women in Tech.
It would not be possible to celebrate all these women in tech who have been extraordinary here in the Balkan region without the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program. Thank you so much for powering the Women in Tech podcast.
This is a Swiss project that helps empower communities in Western Balkans and also Peru and Vietnam, helping entrepreneurs and organizations that work with entrepreneurs be better. What we're working on the most is empowering the community of entrepreneurs in Western Balkans. So that means Serbia, Bosnia, Macedonia, and Albania. And our team is working in Serbia and Bosnia. So one of our main activities is bringing foreign experts and mentors to work with the local entrepreneurs and managers and CEOs of companies. My name is Milena Milic, and for the past 2 years, I've been working for our Swiss Entrepreneurship Program.
To find out more about the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program, go to entrepreneur-in-residence.net. That's entrepreneur-in-residence.net.